Hi, my name is Henrik, and I'm a candidate to become a certified trainer with the Center for Nonviolent Communication. Right now, I'm also on the organizing team for an international intensive training, IIT, that will happen in Sweden in August in 2025. So for the upcoming 5 weeks, I'm going to upload one video each week, and the purpose of these videos is for you to get to know the trainers that will be at this IIT in Sweden in August. So the trainer team consists of Shauna Cameron, Anniken Paulsson-Beer, Joakim Berggren, Sylvie Haskvist, and Kristlin Rajendram. I should mention also that there's going to be another video in these upcoming weeks that's not about the IIT, so just stating that so we avoid any possible confusion around that. So I'll put the link in the description below with more information about this training that will happen in Sweden. And it's possible to pre-register for the training. If you want to do that, please do it before April 16. And that it's a non-binding pre-registration that helps us organizers in knowing how many people are planning to come. So it helps us with the planning, basically. And in the video today, this will be a conversation between Shauna and Sylvia, who will be trainers at the IIT. And I want to mention also that Sylvia is offering a free webinar on March 1, so I'm also putting a link to that one in the description. And with that being said, we go over now to Shauna and Sylvia. Thank you.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Shauna.
I would like to ask you, because we're going to be training together this summer in Sweden, and I would like to ask you about your first IIT experience. Can you remember and tell us about that?
Absolutely. It was super fun for me. It was in Wisconsin, in the States, in the middle of the country. And there were four trainers, and it was 1996, a while ago. And at that point, what happens was you would be put into groups. So Marshall would actually have you stay with the same group. So some of the people in my group you would know that were participants, like Gary Barron and Mickey Kushton, Gina Laurie. They were all in that group, that first IIT that I was a trainer at. And I remember at one point it was pretty funny because we were talking about whether the lights would be on or off for way longer than I was excited about. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, here's living NVC, but how far do we go with this? Because some people were wanting them on, some people were wanting them off. So we talked about all the needs that were in the room, and we got to a place of, you know, of sweet connection. What I loved too, it was a smaller IIT. So everybody had a desire to know everybody else. Like there was such a sweet and warm desire to connect with each person that was there. So the beauty of the place was also helpful. It was on a lake in a little town called Geneva, Wisconsin. And it was so rich and so deep. Like people came away with a real sense of, okay, so this is what it means to actually live NVC in community, which was Marshall's whole thing. That's what he wanted. He wanted people to have an experience of an international training where people lived NVC together.
Yeah, and I've certainly had experience of that, where you have this sort of moment of, oh, we're now doing NVC about a topic that matters to us here, or matters to some of us maybe more than other people. But there's like so much rich learning, isn't there? Not just in the workshops, but how we're living together.
Living together, you know, eating together, having coffee together, taking a hike together, just every moment that you can, and just really absorbing what it is to care about your needs and somebody else's needs at the same time, to really live that experience of the consciousness of NVC. Super rich. I think everybody came away from that retreat totally transformed, seeing the power of that experience.
Is there something about hope, do you think, or like that it's actually really possible to live this and create something together?
Absolutely. And it was, you know, early on in NVC, so a lot of people didn't know each other. There weren't people that came in like knowing. People came in mostly just with themselves. So they were fresh and open to meeting people. And So yeah, the strength of community and what we could create together was pretty astounding.
Yes. And then the people you've mentioned, of course, I know that have been around MVC a long time. So not just sort of short term impact, but really long term impact from that meeting place.
Absolutely. I mean, there was, I think, based on the people that were there was again like 30, 35 people, but I would say at least half are still probably involved today if they're still around.
Yes. Yeah, so that's what people can expect. Practice in every moment, making very, very sweet and deep connections with one another.
Absolutely. And see the possibility, see the hope. Like, this is a world we could all choose to live in if we really do the work with within ourselves and with each other to really trust the process. There's a lot of life that's happening in each moment, in each of us, and between each of us.
So, Sylvia, what was it that kind of gave you that little idea you're going to go to the first IIT that you went to?
I guess I was honored to be asked for one. It was sort of, I think it was the second, might have been the second IIT that was offered in the US, maybe even the first. It was brand new. And for me, having any opportunity to kind of hang out with Marshall was fun because I had organized workshops for him in the Bay Area. So I knew what it was like to kind of hang with him. And so there was a lot of fun and humor and play. And for me, getting information from the founder was really precious to be able to spend time with him. So, yeah, so that was, there was not even a question of saying yes. It was an absolute yes.
Yeah, so it sounds like we need to backtrack a little bit and hear, like, what was the first inkling around NVC being a thing that was available and Marshall and his work.
Yeah, I was living in the San Francisco Bay Area at the time, and I was a nonprofit director. And I shared an office with a woman named Kim Allison, and she had studied with Marshall for her master's degree in social work at Washington University. And she took one class from him, and then she took all the rest of her classes from him. And then when she was done, she traveled with him. And so she said, "I'm organizing a workshop. He's come into the Bay Area. Do you want to go?" And I didn't know who this guy was. I could have cared less. But what I did know is sharing an office with her, I liked the way she communicated. And I asked her at one point, "What are you doing? Because whatever you're doing, I want for myself." And that's when I find learning happens for me, is when I see what somebody else has and I see the value that I could see it happening for me. So I asked her that, and she told me he was coming to town. Did I want to go? So I was trying to convince my then partner to come with me to this workshop, because I knew we didn't have great communication skills, and we were getting ready to embark on a cross-country bicycle ride on our tandem bicycle, which was could have been a recipe for absolute disaster. So I said to him, "Will you come?" And I didn't say to him, I begged him to come, basically. And he said no. And then I said, "Well, here, how about this? I know you hate workshops and it's on a Saturday. How about if we ride our tandem bicycle to get ready for our ride? It's 25 miles from San Francisco to Belmont, where the workshop is. How about if we ride the bicycle? And that way you can be outside and get that fun. And then we go to the workshop." So it was convincing enough for him to say yes, but he didn't really mean yes. So when the alarm clock went off, he turned it off. And I kept sleeping. And so finally, when I woke up, it was way late, and he still insisted on riding the bicycle to the workshop. So we got there really late, and I was super upset and pissed off. I was ready to cut the tandem in half, and there was steam coming out of my head. And I get to the workshop, and Marshall pulls out the puppets and starts role playing what happened on the bicycle. And I thought, oh my gosh, was he there? He had all the expletives, all the words we had used to each other during this horrible bike ride. And I realized at that moment, it was like my moment of liberation, because I realized it wasn't about right and wrong. It was about his needs and mine. And it was so eye-opening, because all my life, like I'm guessing a lot of you, if somebody couldn't, like my parents couldn't find the keys to their car, they'd say, "Where'd you put the keys?" Like somehow I was responsible for that. So the blame game was really alive and well. And I wasn't even driving yet, so that was even more humorous to me. But I learned that, I could let go of the blame and I could really connect with his needs and mine. And so that was really my moment of freedom. to say, wow, I have a choice here. So when that workshop was done, I said to Kim Allison, hey, how about if I plan all these workshops for you to go do this offering in business, and I'll just be a sponge. So I mentored with her for a couple of years, just sponged off her. We started what then became the seeds of Bay NVC. And I was off and running. There was no turning back after that point.
Yeah, so totally inspired, and then still here all these years later. What has kept you going, do you think?
You know, it's an unfolding for me. It's there's not an end point or an end goal. It's just a constant learning. I'm constantly learning. I'm now with my partner of 27 years, and I learn something about him and myself practically every day. So there's always more to learn and grow, and I'm in process. So I guess I will always be in process.
Yeah, thank you.